Welcome to the Hotspot Podcast. I'm Dr. Jillian Hotz at the University of Miami, Miami Project Kids Neuroscience Center. Today, we're so excited to have my guest, Ray Crittenden. There's a lot of history here that we're going to go over. And also at the end, you're going to hear where his path is going to be leading him. But I thought this would be a great podcast to have around the Christmas time, because I think for me, Ray's been part of our family here for, I guess, the last 10 years. And we've had a great ride together in the youth concussion world. So I'm so excited, Ray, for you to explain to the audience a little bit about who you are, your high school years, believe it or not, your college years, and then how we all got to meet you here at the U. Take it away, Ray.
Well, thanks, Dr. Hotz. I feel honored to be a part of not only your show, but your program. I don't even know where to begin because...
High school, Ray, high school.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit. I want the audience to hear about who you are.
It's just, I think my, like you're asking, high school, college, my pro career, I think it just parallels this program. And, you know, what we do today, we do so much with the youth in high school and, you know, like Pop Warner sports and football, that my high school career, I feel like I'm still in high school, you know. I still like that kid from the Washington, D.C. area who just gets to wake up and they just thoroughly enjoy the adults that are around to provide the structure and the environment that the adults provided for us to play soccer, for us to go outside and play kickball, to run around the playground, to play basketball, to play football. And so I took those things and I did those in high school, you know, whereas most kids today, they only play one sport. And it's like you're missing so much in terms of not only your athletic development, but your cognitive, your social, and just your development as a human. So being in that Washington, D.C. area, that's sort of what everybody did. P.E. was a big thing, you know, physical education. So I just grew up and those things were so ingrained in me. You know, a bowl of cereal and we're outside riding the bike doing BMX all day, you know, and then we go to soccer practice or basketball practice after that. They'd have to come get me from fishing to say, hey, you're missing your soccer game. You got a game. They'd come to the pond and find me. So being in that Northern Virginia, Fairfax County area, growing up playing those sports, and coming here to the University of Miami. And
well, just one sec, right? College. Where'd you go to college?
Yeah. To me, college was just an overlap of what I was doing in high school. For some crazy reason, I was fortunate enough to play three sports in college. I chose Virginia Tech. They're in the mountains of Blacksburg, where it's cold. I can't stand the cold now. I don't know what's going on. But I just had, again, another fortunate opportunity to be around a lot of great people who were into the development of the people they brought into the program.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so from Virginia Tech, like, you were drafted. Tell us a little bit about that experience and then, you know, playing for the Patriots.
It's such a wild experience. Unlike a lot of people, you know, play three sports in college, which is just a total no-no. They're going to say, oh, you're never going to get recognized. How do you do it? To me, it was just second nature from not only what I did in high school, but just growing up, just playing sports year-round. So it was natural to me. And really, because I was so diverse, I was so active that playing football at Virginia Tech parlayed into just me developing. Like, I was just a very, very well-developed athlete and football player that I didn't get drafted. I had an injury in college that really kept me out a good portion of the year, my senior year. So the stats thing, but I surely was invited to several free agent camps. And that's probably the drive I needed to prove myself that you messed up by not drafting me. And, you know, speaking with my agent, we thought the best opportunity was a new team with a new quarterback and a new coach. And I chose the New England Patriots with Bill Parcells. And, you know, the story's sort of told after that.
So you played in the NFL for how many years?
6 years.
Right. And so after coming out and leaving, you know, sort of that life behind, what were you thinking? Like, what were you thinking about your life after the NFL? What were your thoughts about, well, now what am I going to do?
That it's an easy question for me to answer now, many years after leaving the game. But I would say for any athletes, you know, when that door has to close, some guys have a plan that they fall back on and it works out successfully and they can stick with it. Other guys have either no plan at all and they're sort of, you know, making it up as they go. But I was fortunate enough to kind of stick with what I knew, and I went right into personal training, working with athletes. And I got into real estate, and through working as a personal trainer, I found that desire, that love for the sciences, like how the body worked. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just being around athletes, it just seemed like it was second nature. Mm-hmm. You know, getting them back out on the field or talking to them about how to improve in not only the classroom, but on the field.
Right, right. So, yeah, so you did that a lot of years, and then... Yeah. I guess you and I met, what, 10 years ago, is it?
It was 2012, so...
2012, so a little bit more.
12, 14
years. And, yeah, we met at this event, actually, for a football player that was diagnosed with ALS.
My teammate.
Yep. And you can say his name.
Kevin Turner.
Yeah.
Yep.
Kevin Turner. Yeah, we were at an event for Kevin. And I met you, and I was talking about our concussion program here at the University of Miami, and you actually were working here at the university.
Yes.
And so I said, okay, well, let's figure out how we can get you over to the concussion side. And then you became our clinical educator. You know, you're our liaison with the high schools, the athletic trainers, the University of Miami, the Hurricanes, and any other, you know, sort of Pop Warner youth group in the community. And I think everybody knows you. You've been probably in front of most of these kids that play actually football, some soccer, but most of these kids. And all our athletic trainers have, you know, a direct line to you. So, you know, I think your work here and, you know, what you've done here, maybe, you know, you could talk a little bit about, you know, what work have you done here? And, you know, I sort of said that I know you're moving on and we're going to talk about that. But, you know, the importance of what you've done here and how you've built the program, really from not much having community outreach and not much talking to, you know, these athletic trainers. You really built that part of the program here. So maybe if you want to sort of talk a little bit about that and, you know, how you're going to pass the baton.
It's just, I feel very blessed to be really working with Dr. Hotz. Like, you're the engine that sort of propels everyone to become the best they can be. So... when I first started, it's such a great story how you and I met here in the quad on the medical campus. It was just so energizing to just talk to you then and be able to bring what skills I had in research at the time to the concussion program and really evolve with the things I was learning from you and Dr. Ned. It was just so exhilarating to see you guys compassionately, very vigorously work with these athletes, work with the parents, work with the schools to try to develop a better system. It's almost like we were playing sports, you know, because we had to sometimes get tough, you know, with people to, you know, tell them what's going on or figure out what was going on. So learning that and learning that you guys respected the perspective that I brought to the team, it really made it feel like it was a place, you know, that I belonged. So I started working with the trainers, trying to work with the athletic directors at all of the, I think we had 34 schools at the time, and really take some of the things I was learning from Dr. Hotz and make it better for the community. It was just so much fun to see these athletes back on the field, to see the parents just feel so relieved that somebody would listen to them, let alone they're able to help manage their child get back on the field, you know, more so get back to learning, right? And get their high school diploma so that they can move on to the next level.
So without me really asking you how many concussions you sustained from all your sports and high school, college, NFL, football, like, you really understand the athlete. And I think that's like where you played like a real major role in a lot of the work that we were able to do on our team. So just a couple like thoughts about the psyche of these injured athletes, quote, quote, you know, football players, you know, like from their perspective. So parents listening, you know, can sort of understand this.
Yeah.
It's interesting, isn't it?
It is. I would say a lot of the youth athletes learn, especially today, they learn so much from their parents. They take on their parents' personality.
Or their coach.
Or their coach.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. The coach as well.
Yeah.
That they're just taught that they're invincible. Like, as a youth, you feel, I mean, they can fall and get up. They fall out of the bed. They get up. And it's just go, 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 go. And so when they enter a competitive sports environment, you know, where they're bringing all of this ability to even greater level, a heightened level, they don't want to be told they can't do it for a period of time, or you have to slow down, or explain to us what's wrong. That, and just being competitive, their psyche is, I don't want to slow down. I can fight through it. I've done it before, you know? And that's how I've learned how to win. So when you tell them you have to completely reverse that and slow down, it doesn't register, right? I'm not going to get the prize at the end of the week or the game or start or play. Mm-hmm. It really, their activity level becomes their personality.
Right.
Like, if I'm not moving, something's not right.
Right.
So you take that away, it's really devastating, mm-hmm. you know, for the kids. And we've done so much with our program, integrating different disciplines to bring that awareness not only to the athletes but to the schools.
Right. So, like, I mean, you know, I have to credit you with, you know, helping us with putting together the 6-step protocol. You know, doing everything from educating the athletic trainers to the impact testing pre-season to bringing kids into a clinic and gradual return to play and the accommodations, the academic accommodations. We got really much better in those over the years. And then, you know, building this concussion injury surveillance system. I mean, you know, we're the only ones in the country that have this. We've looked at, you know, 10 years of data. And then, you know, moving on of how do we improve things with the athletic trainers, having this all web-based and as easy as them to continue to monitor these kids and track them. So we know about every sports-related concussion in our county. I mean, you know, that's part of your legacy. But, you know, now at a point of you moving on, you know, maybe you can tell the audience a little bit about your next steps and what you're going to, you know, sort of do on your next path.
Yeah, that's it's so meaningful. It seems very simple to maybe someone from the outside. But the amount of work we put in to our surveillance system and making sure all of the athletic trainers who are so important at every Miami-Dade public high school as well as our private schools in the area, even in surrounding counties. That lens that I had working here allowed me to see my value or what value I wanted to bring to the table. And, you know, through Dr. Hotz and the rest of the professionals here at the program, you know, I thought physical therapy was a fitting, you know, area for me to contribute, you know, and sort of pursue. So I chose to go, you know, the physical therapy route. Being a little bit older and going back to school and, again, having those, I guess, barriers I'd have to go through, you know, cognitively, working through memory and just timing and concentration, I was a little bit intimidated. And I would say definitely being a part of this program and having Dr. Hotz and Dr. Ned, you know, sort of evaluate other people and then eventually look at me, you know, let me know that I could make it, I could do it. So that meant a lot. And, you know, now I'm sort of towards the end of my doctor in physical therapy. I can't wait to be a little, you know, Dr. Hotz or a little Kester Ned running around and sort of carry that torch. So it's really exciting for me just to see how far the program's come and the partners we've brought on board and to be able to say, you know, I was there.
So talking about partners, actually, the Miami Dolphin Foundation and the Miami Dolphins have played a really big part in the growth of our program and funding some of our program. You know, and the days that we were invited to go to, what was it, like the 3,000 coach?
Yeah, all the coaching
workshops. Like, you know, maybe a little shout out to the Miami Dolphin Foundation.
Absolutely. You know, the Dolphins are so important to this community. We were so relieved that we were able to be part of their community reliance. I think they've been awarded in the National Football League for several years for their involvement in the community. So they were so important to us providing the baseline testing for concussions for all of Miami-Dade County Public High School athletes. I just don't think that gets out there enough. You know,
and also Jason Jenkins. You know, Jason was a huge part of us putting this program together with the Dolphins. You know, just his smile.
Yes.
And his encouragement to say, okay, guys, like, you can do this. You can get in front of these kids. We're going to put the kids together for you. You're going to come to this football game. We're going to recognize this program.
Yeah.
You know, the work we've done with the referees. I think, you know, you've sort of spearheaded a lot of that. So that, you know, I'm definitely going to miss that part of, you know, you being around and our connection. But hopefully, you know, that will live on as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Mr. Jenkins was tremendous to us. He really set up everything and he understood the value of our athletic trainers.
Yeah.
And we were able to bring, you know, every year the trainers to the games.
Mm-hmm.
So his outreach, you know, to the Miami-Dade program through us, his ability to speak for us, to the Dolphins organization, it just goes so far.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Well, anyway, I think that's like a really good place to wrap this up. You know, I guess they always talk about, what, the fifth quarter? And so for me, it's a little bit bittersweet, but I know you're going to be out there running around in your fifth quarter, and I know you're going to be doing things that you love and back to your sports performance and, you know, your interest in all of that. But I know you'll always be part of our U Concussion program. And so I guess at this point I want to thank you, Ray, for a lot of years and also just wish you all the best in your future. And I want to tell the audience to please keep listening and stay safe, and we'll see you at the next Hotspot podcast.